Blog Talk Radio. and keeping us safe continually from the evil one. Thank you, Father, for keeping natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you for restoration and bringing us, your lost sheep, into your marvelous light of understanding as to who we are. As always, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us sane, sound mind and excellent health in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day, Saturday, that the Bible tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Also, you'll find the Ten Commandments in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ending Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sheep, you know to have your three P's handy. That's your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to jot something down that I will say. I want you all to follow me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 34. Before I start reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 34, I just want to go over some of the things that I learned last Sabbath. Now, last Sabbath was the Passover, and I went to a church on the west side of Detroit, and the speaker, he calls himself a teacher, but in the Bible, let me turn there, it's in, I think, Matthew chapter 23, where it says that, well, I'm in another Bible. Let me look in the other Bible, where it says that there's only one teacher, and that teacher is our Heavenly Father. Let's see, Matthew 23. If I cannot find it right now, I want you all to find it. I'm on Matthew 25 from the Bible. Well, it's in Matthew chapter 23. I want you to read verses, I would say starting at verse 6 through 13. It's in my other Bible where it says that there's only one person that you should call teacher, and that is our Heavenly Father. Also, while I'm at Matthew 23, it says at verse 8, "And be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brothers." So you're not supposed to call anybody rabbi. And it says, "And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for one is your master, even Christ." And I think that's the area where in my other Bible, it tells you not to call anyone teacher except for Christ. Now, that makes me want to get up and go find my other Bible. But I have I need to read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5. But this is what I want you sheep to know. that following the Passover day, the next day begins the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and that goes until for 7 days. So from Sunday up until the end of this Sabbath is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, whereas unleavened bread is not just about putting yeast in your bread to make it rise. It's also where you are to check yourself, to not blow up, to humble yourself, you know, not to not make yourself, make you look bigger than what you actually are. So that's what I want you to know that I learned last Sabbath. And that person that taught was excellent. He really taught well. Let's start reading about Zedekiah's warned by God. And let's find out, what was he warned about? Jeremiah chapter 34, starting at verse 1. Let's read. The word of the Lord, the word which came unto Jeremiah from Yah the Lord, when Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and all his army, and all his kingdom of the earth, of his dominion. Dominion means rule or command. And all the people fought against Jerusalem. And you'll find that in Psalms 83, starting at verse 5. It tells you where all these nations came together to fight against Jerusalem to cause us black folks to lose, not to become a nation anymore. Let's pick up reading. They fought against Jerusalem and against all the cities there of saying, thus said Yah the Lord, the God of Israel, go to and speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, thus said Yah the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. So that's where Zedekiah was warned that his kingdom would be burned down with fire. Verse 3, and thou shalt not escape out of the hand, but surely be taken and delivered into the hand of thine, into the hand, and thine eyes shall behold the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with thee mouth to mouth, and thou shalt go to Babylon. That's the second warning. And verse 4, yet hear the word of Yah the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. Thus said Yah the Lord of thee, thou shalt not die by the sword. That's another warning. But thou shalt die in peace and with the burnings of thy fathers, the former kings which were before you. I need to study that because I don't know about the burnings of the kings. So shall they burn odors, and odors are smells for thee, and they will lament thee. Lament means to cry or wail, saying, oh Lord, why I have pronounced thee word, says Yah the Lord. Verse 6, then Jeremiah the prophet spake all these words unto Zedekiah, king of Judah and Jerusalem, when the king of Babylon's army fought against Jerusalem and against the cities of Judah that were left, against Lachish and Azekah, for these defense cities remained of the cities of Judah. This is the word that came unto Jeremiah from Yah the Lord. After that, King Zedekiah made a covenant. A covenant is an agreement with or a contract with all the people which were in Jerusalem to proclaim liberty. Liberty means freedom or independence unto them. That every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being an Hebrew or a Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve himself of them, to wit, of a Jew. In this instance, wit means to enslave a Jew, his brother. Verse number 10. Now, when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should let his manservant and everyone his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them any more, then they observed and let them go. But afterwards they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids whom they had let go free to return and brought them into subjection. Subjection means slavery or oppression. They took away their independence and freedom. For the servants, subjections for servants and for handmaids. Verse 12. Therefore, the word of Yah the Lord came to Jeremiah from Yah the Lord, saying, thus said Yah the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, saying, at the end of 7 years, let ye go every man his brother in Hebrew, which has been sold unto thee. And when he has served thee 6 years, thou shalt let him go free from thee. Both your fathers hearken not unto me. Hearken means listened. So they listened not unto me, neither inclined their ear. They didn't pay the word of Jeremiah any attention for a long length of time. They let the people go free for a little while, and then they brought them back as servants. Verse 15, and ye were now turned and had done right in my sight and proclaiming liberty. Again, liberty is freedom and independence. Every man to his neighbor, and ye had made a covenant before me in the house which is called by my name. But ye have turned and polluted. Polluted means to corrupt or pervert or make it impure, my name. Let's read verse 16 again. But ye have turned and corrupted my name and caused every man his servant and every man his handmaid, whom he had set at liberty, at freedom, or independence, at their pleasure, to return and brought them unto subjection. You put them back in slavery, or make them oppressed again, to be unto you for servants and for handmaids. Verse 17. Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord, and this here is a warning. Ye have not hearkened unto me. You have not listened unto me and proclaiming liberty, let's say freedom, every one to his brother and every man to his neighbor. Behold, I will proclaim liberty for you, said Yah the Lord, to the sword. Well, you know what ISIS is doing now, and that's and to the pestilence. Pestilence are diseases, and to famine. Famine is lack of food. And I will make you to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And this is what has happened to us black folk. We have been placed in all parts of the earth. If you didn't know, we have been. Let's pick up reading at verse 18. And I will give the men that have transgressed. Transgress means to break the law. In this case, it says, transgress my covenant. A covenant is an agreement. A law. They have broken my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they cut in half. Let me start reading verse 18 again. And I will give the men that have transgressed my covenant, which have not performed the words of the covenant which they had made before me. When they cut the calf in twain, twain means in half or in two, and pass between the parts thereof. The princes of Judah, the priests of Jerusalem, the eunuchs, eunuchs are men who protect the concubine. Those men, eunuchs, were castrated. Castrated means to remove their testicles from their bodies so that if they have sex with the concubine, the women that they protect, they will not produce any children. And the priests and all the people of the land which passed between the parts of the calf. Verse 20, I will give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of them that seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be for meat unto the fowls of the heaven, and fowls are birds, and to the hosts and to the beasts of the earth, and the beasts of the earth are animals. Of course, you know that. Verse 21, and Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes will be given into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of them that seek their life and into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which are gone up from you. Behold, I will command, saith Yah the Lord, and cause them to return to this city, and they shall fight against it, and take it, and burn it with fire. And I will make the city of Judah, the cities of Judah, a desolation without an inhabitant. That ends the reading of Jeremiah chapter 34. Zedekiah warned by God that his city would be burned with fire. And that was because they were disobedient when they went back on the word. Once Jeremiah told Zedekiah that his kingdom was going to be burned with fire, he told all his lords and his princes and the eunuchs and the priests, or whoever, he told those whoever had slaves or servants to let those servants go. And they did for a while, but in the end, they brought those servants back, and their punishment was the punishment that we are in today. I pray that us sheep have gained an understanding of Jeremiah chapter 34. Next Sabbath, we'll be back to read the obedient the obedience of the Rachabites. I normally have a closing word of prayer. Let's do that. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to have this program on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for keeping us protected from the evil one. And we thank you for giving us this day our daily prayer. And we thank you for giving our debts as we forgive our debts. I say that closing prayer in Yeshua's name. Well, I want you sheep to purchase these books. This one, I know no one has purchased any of my books for the last year and a half or so. I think two books were purchased maybe in 2013, I think. Let's see. I want you to go to I want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eady. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com. I also will ask you to purchase my books on Amazon.com. I have The Unseen. That was the last book that I put on there. It is for, I'd say, anyone can read it, but I would say for anyone 17 and up, as well as The Passing. That's another book for, I would say, anyone can read, even a child. I write books where children can read them, as well as adults. Also, I want you to purchase this children's book called The Broken Plan. And you sit down. It's a whodunit book. It's a guess whodunit book. And allow your children and grandchildren to guess at who did it. And again, the name of the book is called The Broken Plan. So there are three books of mine. They're e-books. I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase The Broken Plan, The Unseen, and The Passing. Now, my name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A, Harris. And then you can find out or you can patronize my books and get a little bit more understanding of what I am about. This is it for this day. Sheep, I want you to remember to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will talk with you next time. Enjoy your Sabbath. Remember, you are to rest and keep it holy. Find a church open today. I don't exactly know where I was last Sabbath, but it was on Hamilton in Detroit, Highland Park area. Talk with you next Sabbath.
Walk on through temptation, 'cause he's